Borrowed Knits, written by Matt V. Sunflower and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Danny slash Jason and is part of the author's Cozytober 2024 series. Summary: Dick decides to pay Jason a visit in the middle of the night. But who is that wearing Jason's sweater? Dick pulls his second foot over the sill of the window and silently slides it closed so as not to alert the authorities' residence. He really should just use the front door, since he's in his civvies. But he also knows that his problematic little brother would never open the door for him on purpose. The apartment is dark, as is normal for 2 a.m. for most people. The only problem is that Jason isn't most people, so either he's out on patrol or actually sleeping for once. Dick almost laughs at the idea of Jason actually sleeping. Just then, a noise from the kitchen alerts Dick to another presence. He glides across the hardwood floors on silent feet and peeks around the corner. There's a figure standing backlit by the light of the refrigerator, with black hair and a familiar disco wing sweater that Dick knit Jason for Christmas last year. Dick opens his mouth to tease his brother about the sweater, but chokes on his words when the figure closes the fridge, turns around, and stares at Dick with wide, glowing eyes, reflecting like a cat's in the dark. The figure blinks slowly, staring right at Dick even in the near pitch black of the room. The stranger shuffles slowly across the room, eyes glued to Dick as they pass him, even going so far as to shuffle down the hallway backwards away from Dick until they reach a doorway he can't see and disappear into it. The door shuts softly, and there's a moment of awkward, tense silence before Dick very clearly hears Jason yell, "He did what?" And before Dick can flee or find something to defend himself with, Jason is flying into the hallway in a wash of dim light from some kind of lamp in the previously dark bedroom. Jason storms up to Dick, too loud and brash for the time of night, and jabs a finger into Dick's chest. "You better have a damn good explanation for breaking into my apartment again." Dick, for once in his life, is at a loss for words. Jason grips Dick's shirt and shoves him until Dick's back hits a wall. "Speak." Dick blinks, 1,000 thoughts stampeding through his mind. One comes stumbling to the front, and he blurts, "Who is that?" Jason growls, and sickly green creeps into the blue of his eyes. Dick starts struggling and tries to pry Jason's hands off of him. "Jaybird, wait, hold on," he blubbers, words spilling over, yet saying nothing as he scrambles for a way to de-escalate the situation he's found himself in. Just as Dick's toes are about to leave the floor, a foreign hand curls around Jason's bicep. The green in his eyes leaves quicker than it appeared, and Dick is set firmly back down. Dick follows the hand to the face of the stranger, who wordlessly pulls Jason's hands away from Dick's shirt by simply touching them. The stranger takes a deep, meaningful breath, and Dick is astonished when Jason mimics the motion and calms himself down. The stranger smiles cutely and finally turns to Dick. They reach their hand out, and Dick shakes it. "Dick, this is Danny. Danny, my older brother, Dick." Danny nods and signs hello with his free hand. Dick signs back and smiles at Danny. Danny takes his hand back and curls both hands around Jason's arm, leaning his cheek against Jason's shoulder. The borrowed sweater is several sizes too large and pools at Danny's elbows. "Jay didn't tell me he had a partner," Dick signs and speaks, the movement coming naturally to him. Danny shrugs and squeezes Jason's arm a bit tighter. Jason sighs, relaxing a bit into Danny. Let me make some coffee. I feel like this is going to be a long conversation. The end.